Hey, baby cakes. Yeah, you. My listeners, listener, the person whose ears are receiving my voice right now. Hello. It's been a little while for me, you know. Do you hear that in the background? I wonder what that is. What do you reckon, Derek? Is that a plane? Ah, so we're in LA, we're in our Airbnb, and I'm satisfied. What about you?
I'm satisfied.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like...
One more disturbance?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm good. Legal weed, smoking legal weed, going into a dispensary and getting me some legal weed. It was, excuse me. Darling, would you pass me the water, please? Thank you. Yeah, so we both got in at like about 24 hours ago. And we had a good day. We first went to a diner, and because with my special needs, physical needs, I need padded bench seats, which this place had, and it had that whole American diner feel, which I was very, got my tourist on with that. As I did with the architecture in the Uber from our Airbnb to the diner. And then we went for a walk. We got the lowdown from our waitress where there was a walkable weed spot. So we did that. And then we went in, and it was very interesting architecture and setup. And it's going to be super cool when, because behind these glass windows that were darkened out, they have a grow room. And so when you go in there, you're going to be able to see the motherfucking grow room. I think that is so lit. And it was very utilitarian, very, very minimalist and concrete. Not painted, or even varnished. excuse me. I think it could do with a little bit of art. If I got to do it, I'd do a little bit of simple, not too over the top, but just like some nice lines. I'm a lover of lines. That's one of my big things with my artwork. I'm Arty Lou, ArtyLou, in Deviant Art, if you want to check out some of my shit. So anyway, so back to sexy times. We've had nice sexy times. Because when you're long distance, there's always still that thing hanging over. Like, will we be physically attracted to each other when we're in the same space? So I was fairly sure. But still, it niggles. And so it's nice to kind of go, yeah, this is real. This, and yeah. Because I felt that, like, similar connection when visiting my Sydney friends, which I won't go into because, you know, for those of you who know, and those of you who don't, you don't really need to know. but anyway, I've met people before who I met on Anchor, and so yeah, it's fun. And so I need to get in touch with Maria Humphreys and line something up with her. And I've got, if for those of you who remember Miss Honey is going to be here in I think a week, and that is pretty fucking exciting. Because, yeah, this town is about to be painted red. Oh, boy. I love going out and having fun with flamboyant people. Because I truly love to get my flamboyant on. I love being out there, and when you have a partner in crime, or perhaps two partners in crime, and Tariq has to join us. I just love that. I just love, I'm such a, truly am an exhibitionist, especially if it makes people smile, you know? It just does something that takes people out of their mundane day and into a little moment of artistic magic. So it's fun. It's fun. So yeah, so that's where it's at. I don't know why I feel the need to share this with you, but I ate some Mexican food that had a big long hair in it that ended up in my mouth, and that was disgusting. But then we got some really nice Italian pasta, Alfredo fettuccine, is it? And with some with shrimp or prawns for my non-American listeners. They were the proper ones, like the big ones and everything, not like I'm used to thinking of American shrimp as, because you know, shrimp in Australia, it means if you're a shrimp, you're tiny, you're small, you're a short, you know, he's a shrimp, like especially referring to kids, like when they're teenagers and they haven't kind of gotten big yet, they get called shrimps because they're little, because shrimps are the little ones. Prawns are like the proper size, so they were the proper size ones, and they were delicious. They felt very fresh, and that really is enough of me crapping on and shit. I played the ukulele before, so I'd say there's a good chance that I'm gonna have some ukulele stuff happening on my station while I'm on this holiday. I ended up at the last minute deciding to pack it, bring it with me. Got rid of some of my clothes. I'm glad I did it. I just washed my clothes. Alright, guys, I'm getting sleepy, and that's a good thing because I'm going to try to reset myself since I've come across the other side of the planet. That whole like readjusting thing can be a bitch, so. I think with some Dorit cuddles, help me go to sleep. So good night, sweetheart. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you giving a shit about what I've got to say. All right. Hugs and kisses.